conference call operator. Welcome to the presentation for the Q3 2012 results for Hera Group. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tomas di Vignano, President of Hera Group, Chairman of Hera Group.
Good evening. Here we are ready to illustrate our results for Q3, in which we don't have any major news. As you know, during the quarter, we devoted our attention to a number of operations that will then be impacting the remaining part of the year and even more in 2013. We managed our usual corporate activities with results that are in line with our expectations and which are characterized by a number of diversified situations in the different business areas, which offset each other. Therefore, the overall results, both in terms of EBITDA and EBIT, and in terms of the net profit for our shareholders, are all in the positive sign. As I was saying, there are different levels of contribution stemming from the different levels of complexity or from specific phenomena in the gas business. We had some significant results in the gas business and in the water business. We had the effects of the expiry of CIP6 incentives that we always have to take into account, because we will continue making comparisons with the previous year, although there has been this major change. As far as the electricity business is concerned, with the continuation of our growth of the customer base, which up to now has had an increase equal to 72,000 customers in 2012. In the light of all this, the results in the electricity sector were significantly hindered due to the effects of fair values, which had an opposing effect vis-à-vis last year, and which therefore reduced the growth in this specific sector. In general terms, as I was saying, we are fully in line with the expectations we had, and therefore, this allows us to have some consistent expectations for year-end as well. These are the general remarks I wanted to make as a way of introducing our results. Having said that, I'd like to turn to page three of the presentation so that I can give you some further introductory elements. First of all, as far as the EBITDA growth drivers are concerned, I'd like to highlight how we have had a negative change equal to 12 million euros as of September 30th, and that refers to the CIP6 impact in the waste business. As far as organic growth is concerned, we have a plus 7.9 million in the quarter. Then we have the sum of a number of smaller M&A operations, which account for a total of a plus 11 million euros. These are all the transactions you are aware of. They refer to the acquisition of 4 MW in the photovoltaic business. There was also a significant sale in real estate. Then we had the acquisition made in the Marche in the gas sales sector. As far as the different business areas are concerned, as I was saying in the introduction, we've had a 132 million euros for waste. And if you compare this figure with the performance last year, and if you consider the 12 million euro difference that I already mentioned, which referred to the expiry of the CIP6 incentive, you'll see that the difference is only equal to 5 million. This is something that Stefano will be going into later on, but we have to consider that these 5 million euros simply refer to the difficult start the sector had in the first quarter due to the snowstorms we had in the area. Therefore, the fact that we are in line with last year's figures confirms the fact that in the initial three quarters of the year, the waste business began very badly in the first quarter with a reduction in volumes, which was significant indeed. We were able to recover already in the second quarter, and with Q3, we have basically stopped this decline, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a positive indicator, given the fact that after a few quarters in which the crisis had a major impact, we've now had two quarters behind us which show that there has been a recovery indeed. Moving on to the networks area, as I was mentioning, we had some very good results in the water business. And also in the gas business, we had a positive contribution, which partly stems from tariff increases, especially in the water business, and also partly due to the increase in efficiency, which is something that we constantly strive towards. Finally, in the energy sector, we've had a sizable growth equal to 11.2% in terms of EBITDA. I believe the growth could have been even more significant had we not had the impact of fair values, which had an opposing effect, as I was mentioning. Therefore, we are very pleased with the results obtained, which basically refers to the excellent performance in the gas sales area. Even though, as far as I was saying, in terms of the growth of our customer base, even electricity would have made a positive contribution. At this point, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Moroni for a few remarks on the financials. Thank you and good afternoon. I think that this Q3 report features major monitoring of our financial flows. Our net financial position is at 2,115,000,000, vis-a-vis a year-end situation equal to 1.987 million. And as we can see on the graph, we can see that the growth effect stems from the distribution of dividends for the exercise, and operating cash flows prior to extraordinary operations are positive with 13.6 million. Therefore, the operating cash flow generated covers both investments and the delta on net working capital, which mainly stems from the seasonal effects. As far as the net financial position is concerned, and the maturities, as you know, from our profile, we are fairly cautious. The maturities for 2013 are equal to 258 million. Therefore, this is an entirely sustainable amount, also vis-a-vis the committed credit lines, which haven't been used and that the company has available, equal to 420 million euros, and with a debt structure which is in the medium to long term, with an average length, with an average maturity equal to 9 years, with a fixed rate, which accounts for 62.5% of our debt. This is Venier. Good evening. As far as the waste business results are concerned, I think the chairman has already mentioned that the trend in volumes has been improving in the Q3. We've had a contraction only equal to 0.7% vis-à-vis the previous year. We also find comfort, as you can see on page 5, in the performance of our waste-to-energy plants, which are at around 700,000 tons in the first 9 months of 2012, also recovering on a number of the problems we had at the beginning of the year. The contraction in the sector is mainly focused on landfills, as we've underlined a number of times, and therefore volumes are at around 2.4 million tons in the first 9 months of the year. As a consequence of this, since our waste-to-energy plants worked very well, and since we increased our production for renewables, which went up to 550 gigawatts per hour, sorted collection is confirmed at around 50%, as in the initial part of the year. While we are continuing in the construction of our biodigesters, two biodigesters that we intend to put on stream within the end of the year, so that we can fully take advantage of the current incentive schemes regulating such productions, and which has given very good results with the construction of the initial plant, Romagna Compost, which went on stream 2 years ago. Moving on to water on page 6, even here we find some very comforting figures. The improvement we had posted in the first half of the year, with a growth compared to the previous year equal to some 7 million euros, has further improved to 8.5 million. It could have been even better had we not had some extraordinary events in the summer season, mainly the drought, which affected some of the areas in the region, as in other parts of Italy, has brought about further costs accountable for some 2 million euros. And we continue to increase the cost of electricity due to the well-known issues pertaining to incentives on renewables. In the first 9 months, we've gone beyond the 8 million euros in cost differential compared to the previous year, which have been fully recovered both in terms of tariffs and in terms of efficiency increases. As far as volumes are concerned, the year confirms a stability compared to the previous year. Q3 on Q3, we've had a slight contraction on volumes equal to some 1 million cubic meters, which I feel is fairly limited, which is very much in line with the dynamics we'd recorded in the first half of the year. And as you know, we are currently waiting for any news as far as the regulatory framework is concerned. I think that the countdown to the new regulations has begun. Moving on to the gas business on page 7. In this sector, as we mentioned early on in the introduction, we've seen a 23.5 million euro increase vis-a-vis the previous year. To a certain extent, it's slightly less brilliant compared to the first half of the year, in which we had gone above 30 million euros. And this is also a consequence of the fact that the comparison with Q3 last year is slightly less brilliant, since last year we'd had some further good results on the trading activities, which we did not post this year, even though the results obtained so far are sizable indeed. Because as you all know, in Q3, very little gas is sold to domestic customers, which represent the major mass of our customer base. As far as the distribution activities are concerned, the marginality continues to correctly reflect the dynamics defined in the regulatory period. As you know, we are in the last year of the four-year regulatory period with the last step in the mechanism concerning the full RAB recognition. Even this year, as expected, we are seeing a yearly improvement equal to 4 million euros, which represents 3 million on the first three quarters. As far as the other activities are concerned, district heating and gas sales to the residential market, during the summertime, we can post the cost without any substantial profit or revenues, excuse me. Looking forward in this area of business, besides confirming our distribution results, something we have a certain visibility on for Q4, we expect to increase marginalities, taking into account the gas contract we've signed a few months ago. This obviously will have to be compared with Q4 last year, a year in which we also had a slight improvement. As far as electricity is concerned, on page eight, as for other players in the sector, these months have suffered due to the volatility of fair values, which have already been mentioned. The underlying commodities on end prices have been moving. As you know, we've had a good commercial performance, good contracts with fixed prices, which also brings along with it a covering contract. Therefore, this implies having positive or negative impacts, depending on whether or not the covering contract has a positive impact vis-à-vis the dynamics compared to the starting point. In this case, we are referring to a minus 5 or 6 million, which is nothing dramatic, which justify a major portion of the contraction seen compared to last year. In this case, our result is equal to 46.6 million, which was distributed with 19 million on distribution, 22 million on sales, and the remaining portion refers to the energy service and other minor productions we have. Having said this, and also having said that in terms of volumes, we can only underscore a trend which shows a contraction, as in the rest of the country, in the volumes distributed in our territory. In other words, in the Modena province and in the Bologna territory and in Imola, which are areas with a high industrial intensity, we've seen a contraction of distributed volumes at around 3%, which is similar to the numbers we're seeing in the rest of the country. As far as electricity sold is concerned, the effects have been slightly less negative due to the customer base, which offsets this percentage, reducing this to 2.4%. Our customers, as we were mentioning a few minutes ago, in the electricity business are now up to 534,000, out of which over 50% have been conquered on third-party networks, meaning that these are customers we have conquered on the free market over the past 5 or 6 years. I'd like to give the floor back to the chairman. I don't have much more to add because the aspects concerning the performance in the various businesses have been underlined already. As far as the things we've been focusing on lately, I think it's worth to remember that, as we said in the business plan presentation, we concluded the negotiation and the acquisition of the Energonaut company from Veolia. Therefore, that part of our major summer transactions is now completed. We are continuing towards the merger with the Chegas APS so that we can be on schedule with our January 1st target, since everything is moving along smoothly. And if I remember correctly, Chegas is also posting some good results for Q3. I have two other remarks to make. First of all, the fact that so far we never mentioned the fact that we are also involved in a major restructuring process in the corporate operations. We are going to be creating a division, a specific division, which will also be effective as of January 1st. And since this is a very relevant organizational activity, which refers to most of our company's resources, I think that this too will be able to contribute to further development in the years ahead. And we already made a comment, a summary as far as the first 9 months of the year are concerned, is that we're not surprised. We're fully in line with the budget we had envisaged, which leads us to believe that, taking into account the 18 million euros on year end concerning to CIP6, given that our expectations for Q3 are in line with the ones we had, we believe that by year end, we'll be able to post results that were very much in line with the performances had in the past years. Thank you very much, and we look forward to your questions. This is a Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the Q&A session. The first question is by Antonella Bianchesi of Citi. Good afternoon. I have a question on the guidance. You said that 2012 will be in line with your previous year's performances. Therefore, do you expect to post a growth in EBITDA concerning 2012? My second question is on CapEx. I noticed that CapEx have been fairly limited in the first 9 months compared to last year. Do you think you will be realigning these figures to the trends seen in the past years in the last quarter? And another question, can you give us some remarks on the regulatory review in the water business? Have you already been able to calculate Hera's RAB in the water sector? And what impact do you think the regulation will have on EBITDA in the coming years? And finally, as far as IMAG is concerned, has there been any progress in your discussions with that company? Thank you. As far as your questions on year end are concerned, as far as your two initial questions are concerned, surely we believe we'll be able to reach year end with a good result, with a good performance, with a positive EBITDA, as it is today. But we have to take into account that the seasonal characteristics of a company such as ours has an impact on some quarters more than others, and the summer isn't among the best performing a quarter. Therefore, we expect to confirm what I already said. We expect to have a positive result, taking into account that we began with a minus 18 million at the beginning of the year. Second thing, your second question on investments. The things you have seen show the great deal of attention we have on investments, but it also shows the coherence we've had in terms of realigning our investment levels, which was something that we had foreseen at around 330 million. We'll probably reach year-end below that figure. But this is in line with an indication we had given already in the last year's business plan. Therefore, those are the figures we are looking at, and I think we'll be closing the year at figures that are slightly below those expected. I'll hand it over to Stefano for the water business. For the most part, we are waiting for news because, as you yourselves were able to gather in the meetings held with operators, allow us to have an idea on some aspects more than others. But we tried to look at the general scenario. We came up with a worst-case scenario from which we can expect a neutral effect. And then we have a best-case scenario in which we will see a slight improvement compared to the performance it's had so far. Therefore, the slight improvement may derive from inflation in RAB and a better remuneration. Take into account that our floor in 2012 is a floor at which, as you've seen in the results, is positioned with a significant growth vis-à-vis 2011. Therefore, if we say that with the worst-case scenario we confirm last year's level, we feel we can have and confirm the good trend that we've been able to bring home in the first 9 months of the year. And looking forward, to date, we can only look at 2012 and 2013. But were we to have a confirmation for the hypotheses we're seeing beyond 2013, I think that the things that we've mentioned in our business plan would also be confirmed. Obviously, looking at things beginning in 2014 onwards depends on the price cap level that will be adopted by the authority beyond that date. Because obviously, in the first 2 years, the 2.5% is in fact being felt. And were this to continue in 2014 onwards, obviously this would had a significant impact in terms of our projections to 2015, 2016. But we are not negative, in other words.
Thank you.
As far as IMEG is concerned, currently that operation isn't one of the things we're looking at currently. We scheduled that negotiation in 2014. We expect to go back to the negotiations in 2014 since they could not have happened before that date. We have no recent news. We know that they're still struggling with the effects of the earthquake. Therefore, we decided to avoid speeding or rushing things as far as the negotiation is concerned. The next question is from the Italian conference call by Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. Good afternoon. I have two questions for you. The first question is if you can mention the impact of the change in fair values in the gas and electricity sectors. And the second question is what was the average cost for debt in the quarter? And if the refinancing, I calculated that at 5.8% to 6%. And I was wondering if with the refinancing you will have in the years ahead, if you will reduce the average cost of debt down to a similar level of other local utilities, which is at around 3.5%. Thank you. As far as fair values are concerned, I mentioned that we're looking at 5 to 6 million euros for electricity, and for gas we're looking at some 2 million, so it's a relatively modest amount. As far as the debt is concerned, I'll give the floor to Luca. The average cost of debt is in line with the cost we had in the other quarters. Therefore, we're at 5.3%-5.4%. As far as your second question is concerned, currently, I don't see any market opportunities allowing us to say that we'll be able to reach the level you mentioned. The levels that other corporate entities currently have, also vis-à-vis the maturities that we want to keep in line with the coherence in terms of the investments we're making. Those levels at around 4.5% or 5%, depending on the maturity. Therefore, even were we to look at funding or partly refinancing part of the debt, I think that more or less the level we will have will be in line with the cost of our debt. Meaning we can reach 4.5%, or will you continue hovering around 5%?
Well, we may be able to reduce a few basis points, but reaching 4.5% in the average cost, in the average total cost, also having to face operations which may not impact the average significantly, were we even to place these operations below our current cost, and therefore perhaps take advantage of the best opportunities on the curve, trying to position ourselves at 4.5% or 4.75% on new emissions, this will not have a major impact on the total cost, allowing us to go down to 3%, that's for sure. But the new emissions may very well be slightly below the total overall cost. Thank you.
The next question is by Fabio Picardi, Banca IMI.
Good evening. First of all, I have a question on the Q3 results on EBITDA. If we can go into the details, into the business-by-business breakdown, since the waste area, since the waste area's decline is due to the CIP6 expiry, I was wondering what accounts for the decline in gas. I do understand that Q3 is the quarter in which you sell less volumes, but perhaps it would be a good idea to have some further details so as to understand this area's performance in Q3. Then I also was wondering if you can give us figures on the green certificates and the production of incentivized energy in the first 9 months. And then I wanted to ask if your results at year-end will also include the recent Energonaut acquisition, and how much EBITDA will that refer to? Will that refer to a single month, or to the single quarter, or for the entire year? And also, concerning the full-year results, as to your perception, will the full-year results include the merger with Acegas APS, since you will be giving the results in March? And a final question, and maybe this is something that I can go into greater details with Jens. Your position on operating cash flow, the slide on page four, I was just wondering how you come up with these figures, because I was expecting the operating cash flow to be slightly above the 265 million. Considering that you have 230 million euros in depreciation and a further amount in pre-minorities profit, can you give us some further details on this?
Beginning with the easiest answers, an ergonaut will be a consolidated, certainly with the closing of the deal on November 5th, we will be looking at consolidating the company in the month of November and December. I think that these will be the reference months, November and December. That's the date. But then obviously we signed the SPA a few weeks prior to that, and we'll be looking at that with the auditors. And how much is this worth? Well, it's worth some $3.5 million. This is the figures involved. As far as Acegas APS is concerned, since the merger will become effective as of January 1st, there is no rationale behind consolidating it now. Perhaps we will be, when we will be presenting the full year results, perhaps we can make a sum of the two companies' performances, but it won't be anything special. Everything else will happen after January 1st, and it will be easier for you as well, since both companies have to publish the results posted. You will be able to obtain the information easily. As far as electricity, which is incentivized by green certificates, it is the 140 gigawatts per hour I was referring to earlier on. The remaining part of energy from renewables either benefits from specific Conto Energia, and specifically the fourth Conto Energia for photovoltaic production. And overall, the EBITDA from this production is equal to $3 million in the first 9 months. And as far as biodigesters and biogas plants are concerned, those are the CIP6 residuals or the guaranteed flows at 280 euros per megawatt hour. But the Biomania gas compost accounts for 2.5 million euros in terms of EBITDA on a yearly basis. As far as the gas business is concerned, we can begin with the results in the first 9 months, 161 million euros, 57 million come from commercial activities, an equal figure for distribution, and the remaining amounts, which includes district heating, is 9 million euros. This is the breakdown, which accounts for the 161 million. As for the results of the first half is concerned, the performances in Q3 is always the weakest. Typically in this area, over the years, we post between the 10 million this year and 17 to 18 million last year. So these are the figures we hover around. And were we to take the variation vis-a-vis the previous year, and the 9 million, the differential is 23.5 million. In June, there were 31.5 million. So there has been a decline equal to 7 or 8 million, which is mainly due to fair values, which accounts for 2 million, and also a further 2 to 3 million euros and less marginalities on trading, and partly result to the commercial results, which had some 2 million euros which had to be accounted for. And if we add all these components up, that comes, the total would be some 8 million euros. So it's just a number of minor phenomena. Out of 160 million euro, a volatility equal to 5 or 6 million euros is pretty natural, especially in the summer, which lacks some of the business's components, such as the commercial sales, which then has major impacts in other parts of the year. I think I answered all of your questions except for the cash flow that you can discuss with Jens later on. Thank you very much. Can I just add a last question, just to understand how the merger will continue? Is it likely that the dividend will be distributed next year post-merger? In other words, also to the Acegas shareholders? That's for sure. It's not likely. It's sure. Also because the shares which stem from the merger will be given to the former Achegas shareholders as of January 1st, because they will no longer hold the Achegas shares. Then we will make a public bid for the acquisition and swap of the Achegas shares, and that should be completed within the end of March. Therefore, by the end of March, we will have emitted shares both for the public shareholders post-merger and also for the private shareholders. Therefore, once we book the ticket, all of the former Achegas shareholders will receive a dividend from Hera, and Hera will receive the full dividend from Achegas APS. Thank you very much. For any questions you may have, you can press star followed by 1 on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by 1. Our next question is by Perolisi Banca Acro. Good evening. I have two questions for you. First of all, on the waste sector, in Q2 and Q3, there has been a recovery in volumes compared to the results posted in Q1 due to the effect of the snowstorms. I was wondering if in Q4 we can expect a further recovery in this trend, and also how is the economic crisis impacting volumes also compared to the climate? Second question is on the gas market. Can you give us what your expectations are concerning the market, your expectations on the next 3 months, which are key months? As far as the gas market is concerned, unfortunately, October wasn't a good performing month. Compared to our budget, compared to last year, we lost 1 million in margins. 1 million. Obviously, much will depend on the climate in the months of November and December. But certainly, compared to last year, we can count on a marginality per cubic meter sold, which is slightly better compared to the previous year. Therefore, we certainly expect to continue with this 23 million differential we have at the end of Q3 and to hopefully round that figure up even more. And on waste, I'll leave the floor to the chairman for some further comments. I do think I have to make a specification so that we don't run the risk of being unclear. I think that what we find comforting is that the decline in percentages had in the last quarter were pretty much completely reduced compared to the previous two quarters. Therefore, currently, the situation isn't a source of concern for us. Compared to the trends we had at the beginning of the year, which were worrisome. But at the same time, I don't think that we can see a recovery. What we can say for the time being, with a reasonable amount of likeliness, is that in the 6 months' time, we have reduced the decline and reduced it down to zero. This is the exact snapshot of how things went. Now, what is all this due to? I don't think it's due to the effects of the crisis or a difference in the effects of the crisis because, as you know, the crisis isn't being, we're not at the end of the crisis yet. But what Stefano was saying concerning some of the choices we made in using our assets and in terms of rationalizing the use of our plants, because some of the more obsolete plants, some of the less important plants have been shut down. We have also used landfills a lot less since they are less profitable. Therefore, all of these things combined with a more aggressive commercial approach have allowed us to help our performance, especially in the last quarter. Therefore, I think that this is the outcome of our technical approach in terms of how we use our plants and in terms of the commercial approach we've had. And therefore, we saw that some specific types of waste reached levels which were higher compared to the results obtained in the previous quarters. And specifically, as far as dry special waste is concerned, and the moist part of waste also posted good results. We've had more difficulties in the strictly industrial waste. Which had a harder time recovery, recovering in the industrial and hazardous waste, since they are obviously linked to the performance of the industry. Therefore, these are the elements that allow us to say that we're now facing a far less worrisome phase compared to the past. But before we speak of an actual recovery, I'd rather wait a few more months. Thank you. There are no further questions for the time being. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you, and Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before it.